counseling. It's what should happen to teens when their friends die, but hindsight is 2020, and how should a parent know when their child is crying out for help when teens use figurative speech, sarcasm, and humor as not only a crutch, but as all four limbs? However, I'd really like to know what my father thought of me spending most afternoons swinging set at an abandoned playground year-round, whether or not the Michigan snow reached the height of my oversized short pant, because I sure as hell wasn't pulling milky tubes, which, hindsight 420, would have probably made me a happier person, smelling of a glassy-eyed skunk. But hindsight 2021, I am glad I never saw a counselor because, for all I know, they would have grabbed into my mind palace, my dilapidated Casper-ridden mind palace, and made me kill my unrequited love with a rapier, Jack Napier style, with a smile on my face and a purple zoot suit round my waist. Although, if I had gone, I'd probably have better adult coping skills and not cry when pizza I thought was there is no longer. Anywho, my name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai. Oh, yes, guys, like I said, my name is Jade, yeah. I'm the niece of Jackie Chan in a cartoon adventure trying to get talismans and a giant man away from me because he's scary, and if he just body slams my childlike body, I'm as good as late-onset SIDS or early-onset SIDS. How would this... Early and late are antonyms, right? Hold on, we can figure this out. Opposite of early offset SIDS. That means it's just a dead child who has grown and knows how to speak and has seen the world, but the light flickers out of their eyes as a man who is a criminal, body slams broken souls and bones. And speaking of someone who has bones and probably a soul.
What the fuck are you even saying, man?
Oh, what I'm saying is, oh, 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 it's magic. You know. And my queen, my bride to always be. And if you leave me, I'll be sad. Nicole Jakis.
Hi.
How are you, my queen?
I'm fine.
I bow to
a little
thee.
Concerned?
Concerned about what? That I couldn't think of the opposite of early?
Just all of it, man.
I couldn't think of the opposite of late?
Just all of it.
What would that be? Late? Early? Where's my notes?
Oh my God.
I don't need them right now. Just if you find them, Socks, please let me know.
Yeah, Socks is just being just his regular self, which means just wrecking shit.
He's not wrecking anything. You ever hear of MC Rection from...
Yeah, he was trying to chew on that.
Yeah, it's paper. He can do that.
And then he was trying... No, my silhouette thing.
Okay.
And then he was trying to chew on my scarf.
He was trying to eat your silhouette? He's a
now
shadow
he's
consumer.
On the table, which he's not allowed to do.
I let him do that.
Oh
I kid,
God.
I don't.
Okay.
He just... I'll see him as he's just about to jump off, so I can't be like, oh, that's a guy. Just put him in a box and throw him in the closet.
I'm about his freaking carriers over there. About to put him in that.
He'll go meow. He has a nice meow. Like it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
But like angry sad. Not like Frank's meow that was just like tragic sad.
No, his meow was not tragic or sad.
Oh, I always thought of his as like desperate.
His was like...
He's thirsty.
Yeah.
Thurston Taylor, if that's someone whose name is a thing. But Nicole, what was your week
what?
As if?
Yeah, get out of here, Sock.
Get out of here. Go in the curtain.
Yeah, go wreck stuff
yeah,
in
trip
there.
Trip over an extension cord.
Go knock shit over in there.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
That's how cats should be. Spare the rod, spoil the child. I'm going to feed him a bunch. That's what I'm saying. You've never heard that saying?
Yeah, but what you're saying doesn't make sense.
Give your children stuff to do so they're out of sight, out of mind, because if all of a sudden you're hearing them do bullshit, you have to go in there with a goddamn rod and hit them.
Right.
Man, you ever been hit by a rod?
I
or a
wish.
Todd? You ever been hit on by a god?
Yes.
Jesus just coming down. Brown hair flowing in the wind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And pecs just bouncing, and he says, "Sup, girl."
Yeah, that vicious V.
Man, there was a joke that there was in Time Ranger. What was it? I can't remember it, but I was going to say fudge.
About how hot Jesus is?
No. It was, dang it, maybe it's written down in my notes. I need to find them. What was your week like so I can find them?
Ooh, my week was pretty uneventful, I think. I don't know. Everything just fucking blends together. You know, just a regular went to work and didn't have the opportunity to take a day off again because I got a really big order for CD Skulls I had to put together. Yeah, because it was a rush order. This is actually on topic, guys. This new comic book put out by Skybound called Ultra Mega is fucking rad. It's sort of, sorry, you're distracting me. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at Ultra Mega.
Oh, okay.
On topic.
The, like, character design is sort of Ultraman inspired, but I don't think it has anything to do with Ultraman. It's just, like, the perfect thing for me because it has really fucking awesome monsters in it and really fucking awesome body horror. Just reading a comic and you're reading it and you're like, oh, that's fucking disgusting. Like, that's my shit, dude. It's really good. And it's really, like, the first issue, I haven't read the second one. The first issue is, like, very dark. So, yeah, it's like, if you love horror and, like, specifically, especially, like, body horror, like, fucking check this out. It's really good.
So, when you're like, oh man, that's disgusting. That's so cool. So when I talk about wet horse penis, you're like, that is, even though you're like, that's disgusting.
Jim, shut the fuck up.
You also think that's cool. Hell yeah. Ha-da-da-da-da.
I said, when I'm reading a comic.
Okay, I'll throw in crumb bums. The next script will have to do with Frank and I were watching Freddy Got Fingered. And it's that scene. And you're like, oh, that's disgusting, but so cool.
Okay.
Who am I? Oh, wait, you don't watch that TV show. Never mind. I was about to do a Buffy reference, but you'd have no idea. And then he goes, we already asked. So your week was fine. You had that big ol' order.
Yeah.
You rocked it out.
And I don't know how to do math, so I made like 40 too many.
Which, that's good, though, because now you have it saved up.
Sure.
Was it overwhelming and you're like, wow, I wish I hadn't made those extra 40?
Yeah, it would have been really nice.
Oh, okay, never mind then. then get better with math, brah.
Yeah.
Speaking of math, I have to do the math, Nicole, because I bought a milk bag. It's one of those things that I make it for cold brew, but it's, you can make, you know, almond milk, which I did make. You can make almond or oat milk. You can make hemp
Stop
milk.
Like squeezing an udder every time you list no, a no. type of milk.
No, this isn't squeezing an udder. This is me with the bag. I'm pulling it tight and then squeezing
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, you're milking an udder. Yeah. The udder is the bag.
So I need to find a way for this to be money. What's the word I'm trying to think of? It needs to be worthwhile that I got this milk bag. So what
I mean, isn't just like the amount of money you save on
cold brew and shit
on soy milk worth it
by
making oat milk?
But I want to also maybe profit off from it and create new kinds of milk, which all you have to do is put a food.
You're going to sell it
in the bag, let it soak for a real long time, then squeeze it all out and you'll have the milk. So I want to pitch some milk ideas, new milks. This is the... Oh, wait, we can't sing that dude's songs anymore. He's a shit heel. Oh, trying to think of a song with new in it. Help me out.
I would walk 1,000 miles if I could just milk you.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I'm just going to pitch you some new milk ideas.
Yeah.
All right, first up. Hot dog milk.
Yeah.
I either
hate it.
Blend it, like, I won't blend it up. You know the chop suey we have?
No.
You know, the slap chop, I mean.
Okay.
I slap chop some, a full hot dog. It has all the fixings as well. So you'll get the taste of mustard. You'll get the all
You're
natural
You're just making
ketchups.
Chicago milk.
Yeah, I guess Chicago
just
milk.
Just make a Chicago dog.
Yeah, so Chicago dog.
And call it Chicago milk.
I throw that in there. I'll even put some liqueur. Is that the disgusting beer? No.
No.
What's the disgusting beer? Malort.
Malort.
Yes, Malort. Malort.
Yes.
Court Malort.
Do it.
So, instead of water, I'll use
Malort.
So, I'll let that rest for maybe 2 days,
Which
squeeze it out.
Which is just like drinking pure alcohol.
So, maybe the tanginess of the relish.
Fucking disgusting.
And the onions will cut that. The aggressive alcohol.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a good idea. If people will drink Malort, Court Malort, people will also drink Chicago milk.
Sure.
So, hey, guys, one for one, we good. Next up, everyone loves it. It's most people's, actually, everyone, it's polarizing. But maybe if we put it in milk form, people will enjoy it. It's easier to go down sushi milk. We put a bunch of rolls in a bag. Let it sit for a long time. You get the starchiness.
And call it rainbow milk because you put rainbow rolls in it.
Okay,
and
rainbow
milk. People
are
like, ooh, and then they drink it and they're like, that's fucking disgusting.
They'll think it's like Scooperman ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, it's sushi milk. There's a straight up fish on the thing and he's eating a sushi roll. You should know. Oh, shoot. My telephone dropped.
Number one rule in marketing is to trick your customers.
Yeah. We say mostly speaking Sentai. It's a Sentai podcast. And it's barely speaking Sentai.
Yeah.
So it's worked. You made a nice cover
it's
to trick people.
It's mostly milking Sentai.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, if I was Rin, you'd love to milk me.
Okay, James.
If I was Shoji, you'd love to milk me.
Okay, James.
Milk bag, baby.
Stop doing that.
Okay, rainbow milk, it's doing pretty good. Let us know, guys, what would be the best sushi to throw in this milk bag for me to know?
Honestly, none of it.
Should I cut the water with a little bit of soy sauce as well?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't want to go
and
pure
wasabi.
Soy. Because then... It's, well, wasabi will be inside the roll, or is that not how sushi works?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, we eat vegetarians. Also, didn't like sushi before I was vegetarians. Okay, so that one's good. Soy.
Yeah, but where did you have sushi from? It was probably from like a fucking buffet.
From credible sources people who like sushi, when Red Wok would have the sushi maker there, the sushi was of quality.
Sure.
However, it might not be anymore.
Yeah.
So don't go there to Muskegon, Michigan, right off from US 31 on the Henry Street exit where the Blockbuster used to be. It is now a child's dentist store. It's a store where you buy child dentists. They're dentists who are children. So
right.
You go
Obviously.
There. And you go in, it might be bad now. 10 years ago, might have been good. So let's do one more milk. Yeah, we got time for one more milk. And finally, just limes milk.
Like the stone, you put limestone in it?
No, like limes.
So that it like attracts ghosts and you can like put on a sticker
Ooh.
On it and say it's... Might be haunted.
Or is it like you line, if you're trying to trap a ghost somewhere, you outline the area in the lime milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it would be limestone. But this is like...
It attracts ghosts. Like, it's not haunted. It just like... It's like hormones, you know? They're like horny for
it. I'm horny for that stone.
Yeah.
It's an attraction they have.
Uh-huh.
Most like a teenager would be attracted to alternative culture because it pisses their parents off.
Sure.
Limestone culture for ghosts pisses, I guess, God off. So that's why they go to limestone.
Right.
Or Jellystone. That'd be pretty dope. Hitting up Jellystone.
That's like the... Oh, fuck.
A Jellystone would be delicious.
What is that called in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
Yeah, that's the Upside Down of Jellystone.
Is limestone.
Limestone.
A stone that... Kind of like an everlasting gobstopper in the movie sense where it was just like this jagged thing that you jam in your mouth that would hurt, I feel like. If it's that, like when you keep licking this stone and it tastes like jelly, but you don't get any calories, it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Yeah, just licking a stone. Did you ever like lick walls because they tasted good?
No, what the fuck?
My bedroom on Havana in Grand Rapids.
You are so weird.
The wallpaper, this might have been toxic.
It explains a lot, honestly.
It tasted like you fruity.
You saw Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory and you were like, ooh, and you licked the walls.
It could be because that was one of the limited VHSs that we had.
Yeah, yeah.
We had Willy Wonka. Or Charlie, not Willy Wonka. We had Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Whatever.
The three Ninja Turtle movies, Scamper the Penguin, and Wizard of Oz.
Get on it, 1 million moms.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
We'll make your kids lick walls.
Kids lick wallpaper.
They lit on wallpaper. I'm just high as hell as a child. Just going, whoa, spinning around too.
Yeah.
Because I loved spinning.
Fucking just, you.
As a kid, they called me a spinner.
God, fuck. What was that bit you would do that pissed me off? You're obsessed.
Yeah. You're obsessed with wallpaper.
With licking wallpaper.
If I could probably call my brother and he could help me describe it. It tasted like runts.
I'm sorry, your brother also did this?
I believe all three of us would lick the wallpaper. Wow, okay. Because it tasted good.
All right.
Scrum diddly yum yum yumptious. Can we make wallpaper milk? Ooh, I know this isn't that dirty, but proud podcast partner of the Tokusatsu Network. We're talking about children getting high on walls.
Mm-hmm. Guys, wallpaper is a gateway drug.
Hell yeah. My siblings were addicts, so was it that or was it nurture in the sense, or I think it's nature that we were inclined to do that.
Wallpaper versus nurture.
No, what I'm saying is it wasn't the wallpaper that made them explore drugs. It was probably a combination of nature and nurture because, you know, we get hella anxiety from my father. We get hella depression from my mother.
Right.
Mix those two together. We need
an
escape.
And you get wallpaper licking.
Nom, 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 nom. Ooh, this tastes like runts. I think it tasted like banana runts.
Sure.
Which might be like, hey guys, please stop giving your children banana runts. It allegedly might not be good for them if it's tasting like wallpaper.
I mean, runts aren't good for you, no.
I eat runts every
morning.
They're
not part of a balanced diet.
I think I had runts, or was it Jolly Ranch? I think runts, or I'm just thinking of Trix. Never mind. Cereal. I thought
what?
I had runt cereal, but that's just Trix.
That probably exists.
I don't know. Let me check. Siri, open runts cereal. Does runts have a Z?
I don't know.
Yeah, a Z, yeah, it does.
Runts. Tell ya.
I think there's a Runts strand of... Yeah, there's... Runts cereal has a strand of marijuana. Hell yeah.
Wow.
We smoking condom in here.
All right.
Condom.
It's something that will eventually be on this movie's gay. No, runt cereal is just a strain of marijuana.
Wait, it's called runt's cereal?
Well, it's called runt's or like a cereal milk. Those are the interchangeable, like it's okay. Also white runt's.
So it's runt's or cereal.
Yeah, cereal milk specifically or white runt's. Ooh, also there's Gushers cereal milk, Jungle Mint.
Have you ever had Gushers as an adult?
Yeah, and
they're disgusting.
It's way too much.
It's just, oh my God, so fucking gross.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
It's way too sweet.
They're like Peeps.
You shut your fucking mouth.
Peeps just make...
You judgmental bitch.
Make chocolate-covered Peeps. No sugar on the coating.
Oh, that would be good, too.
Yeah, bro,
Why
should be in marketing.
Why doesn't that
exist? It probably has. I'm not going to Google it, though. Don't at me. I'm kidding. That you can at me at.
At me.
Ooh, at Darling Homebody.
I want chocolate-covered Peeps.
On Tumblr and Bebo. Well, Nicole, you want to get into this ep so we can make this a short ep?
I guess.
Today we watched episode 31 of Time Ranger entitled The Delusion Game. And in this story, there's a mad scientist who's a counselor, hence the intro, and he's like, oh my God, I'm ready to be a bad businessman, and instead of treating these people of their mental illnesses, of their hangups in life, of their trauma that is debilitating them, I'm just going to get them hooked on it, and then make them addicted to this.
Question.
What's up?
Did they ever save that kid?
Yes. So I think that's why they were getting the data, because when I rewatched it, I was like, wait, they're not saving these people. But then when Tox explained, like, hey, this is what we need the data for. But
they're like in a basement somewhere.
Yeah, they could have gotten crushed when that dude expanded real big.
Or they're just stuck down there.
Well, they have big robot that can pick up debris.
No, I mean, like, the door could just be locked.
Well, then they'll get them after they battle.
But they never did, though.
Okay, well, then the cops did it.
No.
The Citizens Guard, whatever it's called.
Citizens Arrest Brigade.
Hell yeah. Don't think, baby. So.
What?
It sounded like you were doing Upright Citizens Brigade, so.
Okay.
Their phrase is don't think.
Don't
think you are an improv comedian. I don't know. Matt Besser. So, I don't know what I was going at. He's a bad businessman. He could have just been like, hey, $100 and I'll cure you of your illnesses. Well, guess what? If everyone in the world paid $100 to him, or he could say like $500, it doesn't matter. Inflation, he would make upwards to 50 grand a day because it's not taking him long to do. It seems like it doesn't take a lot of energy.
Yeah, but that's only if you can get people to actually come in.
If everyone was like, if you go on Yelp and you say like, oh, this changed my life, it was only $500 compared to go on Yelp. Yeah, it cost a shit ton of money. And if I was short, he locked me in a cage and broke my mind.
Yeah.
So that's a bad business. You gotta always think about the customer, no matter how much they're screaming at you.
Sure. Why not?
But that's this episode. So let's begin. It starts out with a news report this episode, and they're saying, oh, there's a new robot in town, and his name is V-Rex Robo, or whatever his name is. And it's done by Time Fire and this Citizens Brigade. And then Sion's like, no one will believe it's from the future. They could never believe that. We can't let them know. It is more plausible that this is from the future than someone in modern day made this feat of two feats of scientific exploration. It also came from the sky in a wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
Saying like, hey, you guys, guess what? It came from that wormhole from the future. Like, that was a time vortex. QAnon would be all over this.
Would they?
Yeah, they would probably say, like, lizard people made it instead of, like, no, guys, it's just from the future. Yeah, future lizard people. And they're like, no.
I thought their whole thing was the deep state and shadow government.
The deep state is, like, you know, season 3 of Stella. Now, that's a joke for no one.
Cool.
Stella is an off branch of the sketch comedy group The State, so which had a TV show. So the deep state would, or the deep state could be Reno 911, could be Night at the Museum. That's real deep state, because was written by people from the state.
Uh huh. Cool.
It could also be a deep dish pizza.
Just great content.
It is. You're so great. Yes.
What the fuck?
I'm turning this into a musical.
I'm scared. Holy. Honami's back.
She's looking cool.
She's looking to get down, baby.
She's like, time yellow, smooch me.
Smooch me already, you
milk
fool.
Me.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Have you ever thought about, like, just getting the hormone that makes you lactate?
I hate this conversation. What's up with the Guillen pacifier?
We'll find that out later.
Okay, good, because what the fuck?
And what it does to him. But I had a note about this. I don't know if I've ever told it on the podcast, maybe on an Engage with Cage, or...
I have a feeling I don't want to know.
Or it was on Talking About Beyblade. In fifth grade, maybe, I don't know. It must have been on I Love the 90s or something. I don't know where I got this. Might have been Digimon. But like seeing club kids with pacifiers and binkies, I was like, man, that's cool. So I went to Dollar General as a 11 or 12 year old and got one. And my parents let it happen. They did not say anything about it. There's so much from this episode that I'm like, I really need to, like, have my dad come
just
on.
Just, like, interview your parents.
And just say, like, what was your thought process during this?
Wow.
Why did you let this happen?
Yeah.
Then my mom would be like, well, I had my hands full with because your brother and sister were high, weren't they?
Ha.
Were they doing the pacifier, but they had EDM on it? My mom doesn't know drug shit.
Yeah.
So it'd be like MDMA. Well, no.
Skrillex.
Yeah, MDMA.
Yeah, that's Molly.
Okay, hell yeah, hell yeah.
No, I think that was like, I seriously think that was like a 90s thing.
You still shouldn't let your child, like, do that.
Pacifiers.
I just bit through it, though.
Like, I remember, well, I don't remember, like, actual ones, but I remember one, yeah, like, rave ones where they had, like, blinky lights in them and shit. Yeah.
I just had a basic one. Probably had Cookie Monster on it.
Yeah.
Walking around, looking like I'm high.
Uh-huh.
In a small suburb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man. People must have thought, I mean, they had to have thought we were freaks.
Yeah.
Because most of the people
they were
around
like,
there.
Damn, that kid's going to grow up to be a juggalo.
Yeah! I've been getting back into the juggalo music.
Because you love it.
I love
obviously.
It.
Are you going to admit it finally?
I'm still having troubles getting into ICP, but like ABK, that I'm really getting into. That's Anybody Killa.
Counselor Zector looks like a seahorse.
Seahorse.
With a robot body, basically.
I thought he looked like a Star Wars creature.
Domon in that suit, I put looking foine.
I did like that they must have thought, which out of us is the most believably broken human? Oh, Domon. We'll have him go in and get his mind corrected.
Oh, they're like, let's benefit from this.
Yeah. Or just like, none of us seem broken.
Yeah,
Sion's a
but then,
care boy.
Yeah, it's like, then why wouldn't you want to put in the most mentally stable person?
Because then it's not believable. If we walked into a therapy, they'd be like, they don't need to be here. They're great. I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you saying, hey, let's benefit off from this, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's what they should have been thinking. Would you ever be dependent on therapy? Because that's what this is. Like, they're having withdrawals.
Yeah, they're like, they're addicted to it.
They're obsessed with therapy.
Oh my God.
You love your therapist.
Yeah, I feel like this is just anti-mental health or just anti-therapy episode.
I think this is like, hey, they're ripping the Band-Aid
off. Or they're like, this is how silly you sound when you make an argument that a therapist is trying to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Also, I realize a lot of people will come to you, especially people who are dissing on Power Rangers, and they'll say, why don't they just immediately get big? But I like how this series...
Oh, fuck. Where did I read that? I don't remember. Someone like explained it and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. It's just like not wanting to unnecessarily escalate the situation and like try to avoid more damage and harm to...
No, I'm saying the evil people, why don't they just get big?
Oh.
So in this one, it makes sense because one, if they get big, they can't go back unless they're captured.
Sure.
And two, they're trying to con people.
Yeah.
That's their goal, is to make money.
Not just wreck shit.
Yeah, not to just take over the world. They want to be a legitimate, illegitimate crime family.
Uh-huh. But they're really bad at it.
Yeah, except I guess they're good at it right now. It's just Guillen, whatever the fuck he's up to.
Sure.
That's what is failing.
Yeah.
But Dolnero said business is booming.
Yeah.
Like a granny.
Yeah.
His patients, this is a quote, his patients are psychologically destroyed. I enjoyed that.
I love that. Like, if you were like a video game character and they're like, I will psychologically destroy you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with the eyeball room?
I liked that. So I think that was just like a portal into where they were. And they said that he moved the room, which would be such a cool thing to just like shake things up. You could make your room anywhere. Hey, I walk out my door from the bedroom, I'm at the friggin' beach.
So it's not a portal because he moved it.
Yeah, but in a dimension he moved it.
Okay.
Which is cool. I think I might...
I don't understand.
I don't know if it's a phase I'm going through, but I really want to move to a real beach town or a port city.
Let's go.
Which technically, yes, guys, we have always lived at a beach town or a port city, but like a New England one.
Let's go.
Or maybe a...
Let's go, you bitch.
Northern California, but that seems like it would be expensive. You know, like where, not Birdie, he chased the moon or whatever that movie was called.
Mm-hmm.
He chased the moon and you make it all fun.
Racing the moon.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
It's chasing and racing is the same thing.
Pretty much.
When I go to a track and field meet, I'm like, hey guys, I'm gonna be chasing you.
If it's like Northern California,
no cal,
I'd be down, because where there's like still snow.
Yeah. And where Bates Motel is at.
Sure.
Because that's where the weed industry in season 2 was.
Sure.
And it fell the fuck off.
Let's go.
Remember Air Tank Girl?
Yeah
pretty cool.
Season 1 of that show was good, then after that it's just garbage.
I'd like to first and last that. Watch the first episode, watch the last.
Uh-huh.
Just to see his mother's milky eye stare blankly as he's like, I love you, mother.
Oh my God, love that.
I can't, they kissed, remember? And it's like, holy shit.
No, I think I like just tried to get that out of my brain.
Yeah, it's weird how obsessed we were with that and then immediately not.
Yeah, because it was bad.
The first season was probably also bad.
Yeah, but it was like...
Norman?
It had potential to be something.
Yeah, be a
and then
boy
it
kissing
wasn't.
His mother on the lips, I think deeply.
And then they were like, this is about the drug trade now or whatever you want to call it.
Because of Breaking Bad.
And I was just like, okay, this is not, this doesn't have anything to do with horror. So what the fuck is this?
The war on drugs is a horror, Nicole.
Yeah, but like what they were showing was not.
It was action packed. What do you want to watch? A 66 Mockingbird Lane or whatever that is?
I don't know what that is.
It was a failed reboot of the Munsters.
All right.
It was very bad.
So then I would say no.
Okay, okay, okay. So what do you want to watch?
Dingus?
The Walking Dead Fear of? Oh, yeah, she said wink, wink.
No.
Did you know it's them who is the Walking Dead? Not the zombies?
Yes.
Mind freaking blown. What? So there are people coming to this guy for help. One was anxietied for going to college. But the second one, you see in his mind palace, he's like being really strong, hitting a pickaxe into dirt. And
yeah,
the therapist like, you're confident and strong now. And it zooms out. And it's a it's a guy in a white t-shirt, construction hat on his lap. And he's like, I'm confident now. And it's very weird that they chose that. Like, yeah, throw in a construction worker, Bob the Builder. He needs his confidence back to talk to human trucks.
They were probably just like, oh, what outfits do we have already?
Who would you have made it? Who's someone in the workforce that needs confidence? A teacher?
Sure.
Because they are underpaid and not feeling good?
Sure.
A mailman? Because they're always getting bit by a dog?
Sure.
The person who breeds a horse? Because you need confidence to do that.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Doman punches him in his mind grapes.
Hell yeah.
After he's forced to kill Honami in his mind.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't like them just keep missing each other. It's not a will they, won't they. It's just like, come on already, guys. That's the feedback I was getting from my friends.
But it kind of still is, though.
What? A will they, won't they really? In this TV show or in our life?
What?
Who are you? Who, it kind of is for who?
The fucking show that we're watching. What are you talking about?
I brought
about?
Up us. I'm saying I'm glad we aren't a will they, won't they. Or like when we started finding our love, we weren't dancing around it. We were like, nope, we like each other.
Yeah.
And kept missing each other. Like in physically missing each other, not like longing for your companionship missing.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're in the other room and I'm like, I miss you.
Uh-huh.
That kind of miss. Miss me with that bullshit. So I'm just saying, I'm in love with you.
I'm also in love with you.
Nice.
Is that what you wanted?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you. Kind of like when I'm having a bad day and I don't want you to try and fix it. I just want you to hear me.
Have a bad day.
Melt the one down.
Sing a sad song and turn it around. Why would you sing a sad song and turn it around?
No,
does that mean like you make it happy? But if you're having a bad day, you're not going to make it happy.
Why do I sing sad song and make me feel better? You know that butchered Bright Eyes line?
Oh, like you sing a sad song and then you feel better about it?
Yeah.
Got it. You turn around your attitude.
Yeah. Like when if I make a song about eating pizza, I no longer need to eat the pizza.
Exactly.
That's what I recommend to anyone on a diet. Sing about it.
It's the newest diet craze.
Yeah. Or just eat sand. It fills up your tummy real quick. And then you're good.
No.
Kind of like if you want to weigh something down for the post office. Don't know why you would want to do that. Oh, because you're returning something to Amazon, but it's not really in there, but you need it to be the same weight.
Yeah.
Or returning something to Home Depot and you can do this. Put the sand in there and then weigh it down just like your stomach. I'm just saying sand fills things up.
Uh-huh.
mouths, tummies included.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, oh, I don't want to eat gum, just chew sand. Also strengthen those chompas.
No, won't.
And clean them. Rip
it
the enamel off.
No.
Doctors out there who we have listening, is eating sand fine? It's of the earth, so are we, Mother Gaia. We're made
like
of stars.
If you're a doctor listening to this, you shouldn't be a doctor.
That's so hurtful. Okay, what if someone's a doctor of music? I was going to say medicine. I was like, no, that's the thing I don't want to say.
Literally what we just said.
I'm just saying doctors can listen to this. Oh, okay, so doctors have to be scholarly all the time?
Yeah.
Well, screw that noise. Get fucked. And I'm talking to you, not the doctors.
Yes, I know.
All right. I just want the doctors to know.
Yeah.
If you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to smack your cute little knees. I think that's all my notes.
Except you forget about Domon finds Honami's wallet with the pictures in it and realizes that she actually likes Tatsuya.
No, Ayase.
Ayase. And he's like, and then he plays in the fountain that's not on. It's more of just like a puddle. No, not a puddle.
Like a small lake.
It's just a fountain, basically.
Stagnant water.
Yeah.
In a circular fashion.
And then, I don't know, if he's just having a mental breakdown. Or,
I think he is.
Yeah.
And then he goes back and asks Ayase, hey, do you have a girlfriend or a wife in the future? And then he's like, I'm not like you. And
because
then,
it's like he's almost going to tell him, but then doesn't.
Yeah, and he's like, I have good news. And then he's like, no, I'll let you know someday. And then he leaves. He closes the door. He's in the hallway and slumps down on the wall and says, maybe someday when I get over this. And it's sad.
Yeah.
But I'll turn it around by singing about pizza. Plugs!
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
No, I was debating whether or not I should tell this story.
I got a story to tell, and it's gory as hell.
Ooh, okay.
That's many horrorcore.
What's the story?
Okay, I waltzed into a room, and then I stubbed my toe, but the nail, it ripped clean off.
Ouchie.
And it was screaming out blood.
Oh, no.
Literally, my foot was screaming. It developed a mouth. I found out my twin fused with me, and I never knew about it. Normally, it's on a shoulder, on the back of the head. Mm-hmm. But no, it was underneath my toenail this entire time. It's screaming. I'm like, are you okay, twin? I named this twin Hansel. And it's like, it can't speak the tongue I do, but luckily we have that twin telepathy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you need ice on you. So I'm just shoving ice in its mouth, and it's like, but luckily SpongeBob tells us you can't choke on ice. It melt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes water, goes in your lungs. That's bad. But
that was snow, but sure.
Hansel doesn't have lungs, so he doesn't need to worry. He's just a screaming mouth.
Yeah.
But luckily, we healed him up. I also know he's a he because telepathy.
Right.
And haven't spoken to him since. It would be very bad if I ripped this off because he's just constantly screaming.
Yeah.
It's coming out of my mouth. There's not like a real mouth down there.
Yeah.
I just, it hurts, so I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And I, in order to get away with this from my parents, I say, I'm not screaming, Hansel is. And then they get scared and concerned about me that I have DID and didn't bring me to counseling, like I said in the intro.
Yeah, because they just were like, oh, it's his imaginary friend.
At 16?
Yeah.
Wow, if you're a 16-year-old and you start having imaginary friends, or if your child does, you might need to look into it and be intuitive and into it. And look into it.
Maybe counseling for yourself.
Yeah.
Parent.
Yo, parent. If you're a parent out there, get counseled.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck did you do that? The world is going to be destroyed in 50 years.
So who gives a fuck?
No, I'm saying like don't bring a child. Like, please give a fuck. Stop having kids. Get snipped. Get your uterus ripped out.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is who gives a fuck? So just do it.
And the snipping was to men, and I'm not saying get a full hysterectomy. Just get your, if you can get your tubes tied, if that's better.
I think you mean hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, excited for ScarJo to play the Womandarin?
There's a joke Nicole said maybe 2 days ago.
Too many times.
It's not a vasectomy, it's a hysterectomy.
It's a vasectomy.
Okay, yeah. Because getting a vasectomy is just clipping the penis off.
Yeah.
I love on the Rhett and Link stuff, they have to keep saying, like, hey, to our younger viewers out there, it's like we're not getting castrated. It's just like cutting two things inside of the testicles, mm-hmm. like the tubes going to there.
Yeah.
We still have penises. We still have testicles.
They're getting their tubes tied.
Yeah. Except it's not tied. It's snipped and then singed, and you can smell the burnt flesh in your nose.
Fun.
And you can feel them tugging on the tubes in your abdomen.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
It's weird.
And it's so sweaty.
Sweaty?
It's very sweaty. You're completely conscious during the entire thing.
And that makes you sweaty?
Yes, because I know they're cutting into me.
Yeah.
It's also like they have this little... like a gown, but there's just a hole in the gown and they just bring your testicles out of it.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like this.
Why do you have to do this to me, James?
Like, it's just a bunch of gum and some of gum. This is what I call a scrot. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Nicole, what you got to plug?
Oh, geez. Go to darlinghomebody.com for creepy, cute stuff. You can follow me. Handle is darlinghomebody.
Handle.
On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. I don't know, other things.
Twitch.
Maybe. Go to patreon.com/darlinghomebody for a monthly gift in the mail, you bitch. And twitch.tv/darlinghomebody to watch me draw shit.
Hey guys, go over to twitch.tv/mostlyspeakingsentai after checking out Nicole's Darling Homebody to watch me play Kingdom Hearts, make beats, or coming on Saturday, March 1st, we're doing a big 1 year celebration of the Patreon, patreon.com/MLMpod, where it's Quiplash and the loser has to drink or do THC in my case. Or if you're a $10 patron and you want to play and you don't want to destroy yourself in an evening, you can do literally anything else if you lose. Maybe cry. That's a good thing. Let it out. It's been a tough year. So go over there. You can also go to patreon.com/MLMpod to hear information about that, updates on our shows, or listen to exclusive podcasts that drop every single Friday, such as Engage with Nicolas Cage, the Toku Reading Corner, Talking About Beyblade, and the podcast that be. Lil Corey and Rudy were on last week's episode of Talking About Beyblade, and it was a very fun one, so check it out. And if you're a $10 patron, oh my god, you get shout-outs every single week on our free feed podcast, so let's begin with them. Oh, they're so gracious. Steve F. He was our first person to subscribe to the Patreon. Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, I believe, second person to subscribe to the Patreon. Alex Z. Orion, who will be on the show in a couple weeks. Two Grapes, aka Kayla. Duo Grunfox, that's...
Two Fox for the price of one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say come. Tyler Wright, he's been on the show. Elliot W. at Garlic Sunshine on Instagram. And Jordan B. the Chaos Witch. Also listen to my rap music under Marsh, Land, Monster, wherever music is found. I've been James, I think.
I've been Nicole, I think.
And we've been
Mostly Speaking Sentai.
See you in class, bitch sticks. And thank you for everyone who listened this past week. We got quite a bit of listens. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.